guest. He is the GOP chair here for the state of Connecticut, J.R. Romano. He joins us every other Tuesday. Good morning, J.R.
Good morning. Morning, Gary.
How's it going?
Good.
How's the baby?
Good.
You getting any sleep?
Actually, my wife and I are like taking turns, you know, getting up at early in the morning and, you know.
Yeah.
So I usually get up around 6 and my wife gets some sleep.
Good. Well, you look at you. You're a look at the good husband here letting your wife stay in bed a little longer, huh? Not many guys would do that. I like to hear that. That's a great, nice gesture for you. So, listen, yesterday I'm sure you heard about this protest that started up at the Capitol and ended over at the governor's residence. It was a rally to reopen up the state. It was planned by CT Liberty, Connecticut Liberty Group. And, you know, I understand their point. This is one of those things. I try to understand both sides of everything. That's the legislator in me. And I am very concerned. We were just talking with Len Susio a little while ago, and even before that, George Logan, state senator. And, you know, I'm very concerned about our economy, but I'm also concerned of this darn thing just, you know, getting worse and worse and spreading even more. What's your take on this?
There's no question, and I appreciate the conversation about liberty, because I think that's a conversation we no longer have. You know, what constitutes our freedoms? I posted somewhere that, you know, we have God-given liberties, not government-given, right? Mm-hmm. And there's no question in my mind that we're in a pandemic. I mean, this is a very serious situation, and you know, I'm certainly adhering to the advice, but also the protesters adhered to the advice. My understanding is they drove; they stayed separate.
Right. Yep.
Right. So it's not what people don't understand. They're not protesting necessarily this idea that the pandemic isn't happening. What it's about is that at what point do we say, okay, this is kind of goes against the Constitution? I mean, and you have Democrat legislators joking about stripping people of health insurance.
Oh, my God.
Stripping people. I mean, it's not funny when you want to have a discussion about whether or not it's constitutional or you know, have a Now, I can't speak to what happened in other states, but I can tell you these protesters drove in a car. They adhered to the social distancing. And you know, the only thing that I would say for the Democrats who are joking about stripping people of insurance and hopefully, you know, and I'm not kidding when I say
I didn't hear about it, by the way. I didn't see that. I don't know where the joking was. Where was the joking?
Senator Bob Duff had joked about, you know, anyone that goes, we should take their health insurance away. You know, he put it up on social media. But what makes listen, if someone is going to make a bad decision and not adhere to the advice of doctors, is that how we feel about people who overeat? I mean, a lot of times people make bad decisions and bad things happen. But what amazes me is how quickly Democrats want to punish people. Mm. And it's scary to think about. These are the people making decisions. And here's the other thing, too, Gary. No one thinks about it in this context. We talk about societal ills and societal problems all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's drug abuse, all these things. And here you have a pandemic where Democrats are talking about, for the greater good, we need to make sure that we keep other people alive. I mean, that's just the whole, and I agree with that 100%. But when you apply that to other issues, for example, they're telling us we all must stay in our homes. We must stay behind our doors, behind our walls. Yet when you want to talk about preserving U.S. citizens' lives, for example, there was no care in the world for Casey Chadwick, a young girl who was murdered by an illegal immigrant. No one taught, like, this is not a consistent methodology for the Democratic Party, right? All of a sudden, they're talking about how we need to protect each individual life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where's that concern when we talk about the human trafficking that occurs because we don't have a border wall? I mean, this is where it's actually kind of frustrating to me, because when we talk about these things in the greater context, the Democrats always always seem to get the benefit of the doubt from the public and the media. But when you try to apply it across other issues, all of a sudden, well, that's different.
Yeah, they pick and choose. They pick and choose. But they're notorious for that. This is what they've been doing from day one.
But I do think that this is a broader discussion. But what I find fascinating is that, and I joke, imagine if Donald Trump decided to delay the presidential election by a year. You know how quickly the Democrats would be waving the Constitution?
Yeah, right. Yeah, like I just said, they pick and choose when it fits their narrative. You know, yeah. That's when it's bad. Yeah, of course they've been doing that all along, though. JR, come on, you know that.
I know. I've been doing this a long time, and it's crazy to me how people don't see it.
Well, I don't know if they don't see it. I just feel like a lot of people feel hopeless. Like, what can they do about it? And this is where they look for their party to speak, to be the voice for them. You know, they look for us, for your position and my position and their Republican leadership in the legislature, you know?
No, that's fair. But the only thing that I'll say, what is uniquely a Republican trait is we are wildly individual. Right, we're individuals. We think about ourselves, which is fine. I mean, yeah. I'm a Republican. But what I always laugh at is I sent a tweet out attacking Chris Murphy for his comments about China. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had Republicans attacking me.
Really? Are you serious?
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Because you know, somehow, I can't remember exactly the tweet, but we do this all the time. Republicans are more interested in attacking other Republicans than they are actually working together. And it's frustrating. And then they wonder why we don't win.
Oh, yeah, I don't know any, I haven't heard any Republicans attacking other Republicans, which is why I was so surprised to hear that.
It's Twitter. I really shouldn't complain about Twitter, but it happens. It's an interesting and unique thing within our party where, you know, I often say we can't let purity stand in the way of unity, right? And mm-hmm. we have to focus on the 80% of the things we agree upon, because I can guarantee a Republican that you agree with 80% of the time is going to be better than a Democrat you agree 0% of the time. And that's why I think going into 2018, we all need to focus. Everyone listening that is tired of what's happening in the state of Connecticut needs to show up for their candidates. I mean, Gary, you can speak from personal experience. How many people really help you? 10.
Don't ask. It's one of the things that left my wife very disenchanted, because there were so many people in each of my campaigns, 2014, 2016, 2018, who said that they would get involved. Let us know what you want us to do. And I said, you know, for the time being, I'll take care of it. We're really early in the campaign season, but I'll let you know, particularly on the other side of Labor Day, you know, when we really right. ramp things up and then we start getting into the blitz and the whole nine yards. And I called upon those people who made that initial offer, and I heard crickets, you know. Forget it. You're on your own, brothers. My wife won't forget that. By the way, I've got family members, my wife among them, who are like, hey, wait till they come knocking on our door asking us for some help. And I'm like, no, we can't be like that. That's two wrongs don't make a right, you know.
Well, my favorite scenario is when someone convinces you, you need to run, you'll be amazing. And you decide, and then it's like, hey, can you give me a couple hours? Oh, no, I can't.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's what we have to change within the Republican Party, right? We have to figure out a way that people, you know, Gary, I know you well enough to know that you weren't asking for 40 hours a week. You're asking for one or two.
And by the way, JR, I did have about, you know, four or five that were with me anytime I asked them.
Correct.
And they're coming to my mind right now, and I don't want to sell them short. And they didn't just help me a little. They helped me a lot. But I'm talking about, like, your RTC committee-wide, you know, where we should all be there for the same purpose. You know, it's like... Well, I'm not even going to get into it.
But knowing what I know, those four or five people who are probably listening that were a part of that team, Gary, are shaking their head in agreement with you, because they probably already recognize it needs to be more than four or five.
Yeah. Well,
it needs to be 25.
The problem, JR, is that we're not a well-oiled machine like our opposition is. You know, they get funded nationally. My opponent had money funneled in from California and other states, you know, helping him out with PACs and so on and so forth. How do you go up against that?
Well, in 2018, we were outspent by $30 million.
Well, there you go. Case in point.
Yeah. It's also one of the things, you know, I'll I laugh at a lot of the carriers. Someone's like, why are you always trying to raise money? Well, because that's what it takes. And this is the line that I use. If you're not going to give up time, you got to give up treasure so that we can hire people. Mm-hmm. Right. If you want, you have to invest in your local candidates. You have to invest in your local RTCs. You have to invest in the state party. This is going to be thousands of dollars. But if everyone just does a little bit more, it can have a huge impact.
Boy, JR, I mean, you are hitting the nail right on the head. You really, I mean, I'm glad you're bringing this up because there's a lot of people who are thinking right now because of this coronavirus and not knowing. It's more or less open-ended. It's we don't know when it's going to, you know, the numbers will start going down, and it's already its impact on campaigning. You know, let's face it, doing doors is no one's going to open up their door and shake your hand. You might have a couple of fairs to go to in the fall. I think we'll still have those, but people are still going to be reluctant to shake your hand and kiss babies and so on and so forth. I think it's going to be a great year for incumbents, personally, Republican or Democrat.
I would agree. And here's the point that I was going to make as you're talking about this. We all recognize that this is I pray to God, a once-in-a-lifetime situation. So if you are someone who fortunately have not been laid off,
mm-hmm.
You know, we're seeing this, that even people who still have their jobs when the candidates come around to ask for money, mm-hmm. they're not giving because of the situation. If you can afford to give your local state rep or your local town committee some money right now, or the state party, you got to do it.
You know,
because to your point, Gary, we can't go door to door. We have to spend money on digital advertising. We actually now have to spend money to touch people where you used to be able to go to a door if you had a dedicated group of volunteers and, but if you are, and again, I know many people are dealing with a lot of difficult situations, but if you are not in that situation, if you weren't laid off, or if your wife or someone wasn't laid off in your family and it's just a matter of staying home, please give to those candidates.
Yeah. How is that affecting candidates, this year being, of course, the state year, state representatives and state Senate, and how is that affecting their fundraising? They've got to meet their threshold to qualify for the state grant. I would imagine, and I don't know the details of this, which is why I'm asking you, I would imagine there's a lot of people who have not yet met their mark yet.
Correct. And I've had a couple people.
And here we are at the end of April. This is concerning, JR. This is the end of April.
Correct. I've had candidates reach out to me out of frustration. They don't know what to do because they know their donors who have not been laid off.
Uh-huh.
And their families are financially in the same situation they were before the pandemic. And for everyone listening that doesn't know, you know, the donations to these state reps are $10, $15, $20, right? This is not we're not looking at this as like hundreds of dollars, and they're not giving. And so I don't know if it's out of fear of what could happen, which is possible, right? I don't know how much of that. I could get laid off. But it is impacted everything. So last night, for example, we did a training on doing fundraising during the pandemic, what some strategies could be.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at doing a digital speaker series over the next few weeks.
Oh, nice.
Where we try to bring in some national people just to do like a Zoom call or something like that. But it's important. If you want to see a difference, you got to get involved with, and I use this line all the time, time or treasure. If you can't afford it, show up.
You know what?
Offer to make phone calls.
Along with that, I'm running out of time, but, you know, just to kind of stay on that, is there a decrease of amount of members in RTCs? Have those numbers gone down, or have they increased? Or have they stayed stagnant, for that matter? Do you know?
No, I mean, it depends. There's always, I don't know the total amount, but I haven't heard of any particular drop off in terms of sheer numbers.
Okay.
You know, some of the smaller towns, it's a little bit harder sometimes for them to get quorums and things like that, but I haven't heard of it.
I would imagine you go to RTC meeting, however, I mean, they're being held in different capacities now, probably virtually or, you know, Zoom or Skype, but I would imagine, you know, during your tenure as the state chair that you've attended probably every RTC, every town's RTC. At some
Everyone
point.
That I've been invited to, I've gone.
All right, so you got about 1 minute left. Go ahead.
Well, listen, I cannot stress enough. I think Connecticut being in the situation that it's in, I'm happy to see the COVID numbers are getting stable and starting to decrease, which is a good sign. I'm hoping that we can open the state before the May 20th date.
Yeah, me too.
You know, and we can get back to work. I mean, there's lots of people. This is gonna go past. Whenever we reopen the state, though, the effect is gonna go past that date. Oh. Right? It's not just a matter of hitting a light switch. But if you want to see a difference in Hartford, and you're tired of what's happening, I'm begging people, get involved, because candidates need, and they can't win without volunteers. They can't win without donors.
Yeah,
it's
true. Yeah.
Whether it's your congressional, whether it's your state rep, you know, get involved, get invested, and you'd be surprised. This is, the state isn't as blue as people think.
Well, correct. And I think that's a huge misconception that people have, that we're a deep blue. We didn't lose by that large of a margin.
No, and Republicans parrot that. Oh, you can't. We're like Eeyore. You know, we should have the donkey as an emblem, because it's always woe is me when it comes to these elections. Oh, what are we going to do? And it's not true. You know, get up, fight. You know, maybe that's because I grew up in Derby and I played football with, you know, we had 22 guys on the team. You got to take the field and fight no matter what. And that's kind of what we have to do.
Don't make me do it, JR. I'll get out. I'll make myself a candidate for something if, if you need me. I'll be right there, brother. All right, my friend, I got to let you go because we got to take a break. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Continued health,
thank
and my best
much.
To your wife and your new baby as well.